Axios, Growing Foreign-Born Populations Expected to Help Democrats. By John Binder on August 25, 2020. A booming foreign-born population, spurred by 6 decades of record-high legal immigration levels, is expected to help Democrats in their quest to defeat President Trump this November, Axios reports. Axios's Steph W. Kite analyzed county-level census data published by pro-mass immigration group New American Economy, which was formed by billionaire Michael Bloomberg and represents the interests of the nation's elite on Wall Street and in corporate America. Kite notes that growing and spreading immigration populations have helped shift the political landscape in recent years and will now make up 1 in 10 voters in the 2020 presidential election, the highest level of foreign-born voters in the electorate since 1970. Not all immigrants vote alike, but growing foreign-born populations are expected to help Democrats amid President Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric and policies, Kite reports. Most notably, the data shows the rate at which large foreign-born populations are spilling into smaller cities and towns rather than remaining concentrated in big metropolises. In Miami-Dade County, Florida, foreign-born voters will make up about 48% of the electorate. Likewise, in Broward County, Florida, nearly 30% of the electorate will be foreign-born by the 2020 election, as well as 25% of the electorate in Fairfax County, Virginia, 24% of the electorate in Orange County, California, 22% of the electorate in Fort Bend, Texas, and 18% in Gwinnett County, Georgia. The share of the foreign-born population, research by The Atlantic's Ronald Brownstein has shown, has significant sway on how the county will vote in elections. Brownstein's analysis found that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average are won by Democrats. This means every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding 14% has a 90% chance of electing Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. The Washington Post, New York Times, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all acknowledged the trend. In a recent report by The New York Times, Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, was declared the fact of America's demographic shift because of her Jamaican Indian background. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios reported last year. The numbers simply do not lie, there's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Today, the foreign-born population has jumped to nearly 14% and the total of foreign workers in the American economy has hit the highest level since 1996. With no reductions to legal immigration levels, the U.S. is set to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2040. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will have arrived through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can sponsor an unlimited number of foreign relatives for green cards. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.